Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out the yin yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
Here's urgent automotive news for truck buyers. Starting in 2013, heavy-duty Ram Cummins diesel-equipped trucks will require DEF.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. In the market for a new Dodge Ram Cummins diesel? Then head on over to Moore Motor Sales fast before the 2012 Ram heavy duties are gone. We still have regular cab, crew cab, and mega cab configurations in stock, and 2012 is the last year for the Dodge heavy-duty diesels to not have the DEF diesel added. So hurry on over to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll today and see me, Paul Bessler, for all your truck needs.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football in the grand finale of the regular season, week number 9, USA at Harbor Beach. I'm Clark Ramsey. To my right of me is Dave Hansen, color commentary, and it is a slight rain out there. It's parents' night here in Harbor Beach. Obviously, last regular season game, home game, especially for Harbor Beach. We broke down USA already. Now for the Harbor Beach Pirates. They're under the helm of Troy Shelkey. He's been the head coach for 16 years and part of the program for 24. The Pirates are out of the Greater Thumb East champions at 5-0 and 7-1 in overall. Their only loss comes from playing a Division 5 team, Menominee, back in week number 3, falling short 46-25 on a neutral site in Gaylord, Michigan. The story of the year for Harbor Beach is they lost their big running back and linebacker in the first week of the season. Sloan Klasky has been out with an ACL injury. So junior quarterback Eli Kraft, a phenomenal athlete by himself, stepped up and has made play after play for Harbor Beach this season.
Yeah, the only unfortunate for Sloan, because he was looking to have a great season. They had high expectations for that young man. I hope the best wishes to him. On the other side of things, fortunately it happened very, very early in the season, week one. This team has really stepped up and grown together as a team and really done some good things.
And what we've noticed is after that Menominee game, this team has really come together and found a mojo for themselves. And just surged ever since.
They have. They got certain guys that have picked up specific roles and really have taken their games to the next level because of that.
Well, another few of the players in this Harbor Beach squad is Aaron Ginther, one of only 9 seniors on this team. He's out at wide receiver, but sometimes you'll see him in the backfield as part of the wing tee.
He's most dangerous, though, at defensive back and at wide receiver. He likes to catch the ball in space. You know, he's very crafty at that. The wing tee is something new for him. He struggled. We've seen him last time. Let's see if, they use that to their advantage tonight.
Then, of course, we have the senior tight end Avery Wehner and senior running back Derek Puff.
Now, Avery Wehner is a silent assassin out there, because that guy catches some big-time passes. I know we've seen him last week. He only had one or two catches, but they were crucial first downs. And defensively, he hauled down some guys that we thought were gone and saved a touchdown for Harbor Beach. Derek Puff on the other side has just been a machine running the football.
Yes, he has. And DJ Ridner, he's a fullback, taking the spot of Sloan Klasky as the power runner for Harbor Beach.
DJ hasn't had the carries I anticipated him getting, but he has been a force when he's gotten it. Another side note, Clark, is Austin Seltz, a sophomore that they brought up. Look for him to get 2 or 3 touches for big plays, because that's what they brought him up for.
Harbor Beach has about 6 different options that they like to run in, and at any time. The wing tee, spread, no huddle, pistol, it's all out there at some point. It's just a matter of when.
Exactly, and as long as the wind isn't a big factor tonight, look for the dynamic downfield plays through the air, mixed with some power running formations once they grab the lead. They're the closest thing to a professional offense that we've seen this season.
Well, it's safe to say the Pirates have a little bit of a potent offense. For the season, Harbor Beach averages only 46.5 points per game.
Only. Yeah.
Only. And since losing to Menominee in the middle of September, they've averaged just under 55 points per game. Defensively, the Pirates give up only 15 points a game, a differential of plus 31 in the Pirates' favor.
This team, Clark, can score at will, and as long as penalties don't hurt them and don't become an issue, you know, they have to like their odds tonight here at home.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We are about 8 minutes away from kicking this thing off in a wet and dreary Harbor Beach, Michigan. Week number 9 of the regular season, the final week of the regular season. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school football. With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Canfield. I'm running as an independent candidate for state representative for Huron and Tuscola counties. Did you know that there are no physicians in the Michigan House? With health insurance changes and Obamacare upon us, we need some medical experts to help guide the decisions and bring some common sense action to the state legislature. As a local physician for 19 years, small business owner, husband, and father of four, I bring that experience. Don't vote straight ticket. Vote for a person, not a party. Vote for Edward J. Canfield for state representative. Paid for by the committee to elect Edward J. Canfield.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
You're back with WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. We're about 5 minutes away from kicking off week number 9, USA at Harbor Beach, and the final week of the regular season. This Sunday, we select who goes and who plays who in the playoffs. You can catch all that action right here on 102.1 FM live at 5:40 p.m. Yours truly, Dave Hansen, Paul Adams, and Eddie Fury from Thumb Tailgater Sports and the Huron Daily Tribune will all be here. We're going to have the most in-depth look at the postseason you can possibly have, and we're going to announce all of the matchups throughout the whole time. Starts at 5:40 on 102.1 FM on Sunday on your home for high school football, WLAW Sports. Now, speaking of the playoffs, well, if you're just joining us tonight, this is the last week of the regular season. The playoffs begin next week. In order to guarantee a spot in the playoffs, a team must achieve 6 victories in a 9-game season, something Harbor Beach has already done, as well as Reese. Ubley is going for win number 6 tonight, and the same goes for Brown City. From there, each team is placed into districts according to geography, as well as playoff points earned. If not enough teams have 6 victories, the rest of the field of 32 is filled in with 5-4 teams that have the highest amount of playoff points. This is where it gets a little confusing, but where USA has a chance to sneak in at 5-4 with a victory over Harbor Beach tonight. With every victory, a team is rewarded a certain amount of points. The better the team they beat, the more points they get. According to the projections from snoozetoyou.com, which is freakishly accurate, the last team to sneak in at 5-4 in Division 7 would have 43.889 points for the playoffs. Currently, USA has 34.75 total points, but with an upset tonight over Harbor Beach, they would earn 9.1 playoff points, roughly, and putting them neck and neck with Flint Beecher to grab the last spot in Division 7. Now, Dave, do you recall who Sandusky is playing tonight?
Sandusky is playing Flint Beecher tonight. Yes.
At Flint Beecher. Now, these two teams.